sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music fan's number one supplier.
Yeah.
Flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right.
Ho,
Ho, not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. Say the movie, dogs.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Thing ain't lie. I done came through the block and everything that's fly. I'm like Che Guevara with bling on. I'm complex. I never claim to have wings on. Nigga, I get my by any means on. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out.
Episode 40 of the A-League. Shout out to Hov, man. That's a throwback. That's a throwback, baby.
My title.
We bought title?
We bought title.
Hey, man, shout out to Title, man. Y'all doing y'all thing this week. I still not go by a trial date. I'm not doing that.
Shout out to iTunes.
Trial. I'm not doing
for
that.
For hosting the A-League.
That's $9.99. I'm not doing it.
Yo, can we get the A-League on Title?
Yes, we can. I got Ho's number right here. Hold up.
We need to get the A-League on Title.
We got Jeremy on the phone right now. Jeremy, are you there?
What's going on, y'all?
Isn't it Jeremy calling from Rikers Island.
You're gonna drop a freestyle.
Jeremy, what's good? How you holding your head in there, man?
We gotta put some money on your books, man.
I really appreciate it, man.
Jeremy,
hey, right, you got my letter. You got my letter, Jeremy.
There we go.
We
man.
Know you like them honey buns, so we got you.
You got the honey buns and the cigarettes.
Oh, dang.
Jeremy!
Y'all boy, it's crazy, man.
A-League show, man. Number one topic. Can we start off with our tribute to Paul Millsap, y'all?
Rest in peace to the Trap House.
And the Trap House. Right? Okay, so RIP to Paul Millsap and the Trap House for this week. Why did they get rid of the Trap House yesterday? They said the landlord didn't want to extend that. What's up with that? That was a cool concept. Shout out to 2 Chainz. If people didn't see
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz had a Trap House, pink Trap House for this album. But they were doing good things, right?
Yeah.
So shout out to them, man.
They recently turned it into an HIV testing
HIV
center.
HIV testing center.
Right.
Yes, that was pretty dope, man.
Church.
So shout out to them, man.
Right.
Paul Millsap left us this week, man. Can we touch on that? Because we did let you vent last week about Dwight Howard. Or 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry. I was out last week.
That Charlotte basketball player.
That Charlotte basketball. And now we're going to vent about Paul Millsap and the fact that the Hawks, how dirty they did him. Jeremy, do you have any opinion on Paul Millsap's departure? I don't know what's so funny, but go ahead.
Okay, this is why we should have traded him 2 years ago. You know, this is the same thing that happened. However, even though they got a little something for him, but nobody wants to stay in Atlanta, and we all know this. I mean,
that's not true.
All season they were saying, oh, we know where his heart is. Well, apparently you did it because he's in Denver. So I don't know why they dilly-dallying around with trading him when they could have got a decent package for him back in, you know, say January or even in December or even last summer. But the Hawks were so content with trying to hold on to the last strings of the 60-win team, which wasn't really that great of a team to start with. So I don't feel bad for the Hawks. I'm glad Paul Millsap's gone, honestly. I mean, he's a good player, but it was just time to go in another direction. I think they're going in the right direction now because they're starting to realize, hey, we actually can't win a championship with this team. It took somebody from outside the program and organization to come in and see that. So I'm happy.
Was anybody here upset the fact that he didn't even get a contract offer?
No.
They didn't even offer all right, y'all
because
go ahead.
You look at
wow.
You look at the way how the Jamal Crawford thing happened. And you gotta think there's something wrong going on in the Hawks organization. Crawford that we don't know about.
Crawford wanted to go to home, so he went to go to Portland. So, you know, that was
Oh, you mean the first time? Yes. Yeah. He went to Portland. Yeah, he went home. Went to Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, that's a desire. I mean, I wouldn't think it's something that pushed him out in Atlanta, but
I'm talking about this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, he's 37 years old. Why would he want to be in Atlanta?
He said he wanted to play for the Lakers behind Lonzo.
I didn't believe that when I saw that because that didn't make any sense to me. Yeah. Why would you want to play for a team that's, like, really has no chance of making
Because there's something wrong in the Hawks organization.
Okay. No, he probably just didn't want
to
move.
No. But I've come to this thing a few years now. Tracy McGrady, I remember he was on the jump. Shout out to Rachel Nichols. And it was like last year, I think. He said, and that organization, you know, they promised me this and that. And when I signed with them, it was a whole nother story. So I understand where so-and-so's frustration come from. Mm. I forgot who he's talking about. But, that was on the jump a couple years ago. Then you had this Dwight Howard situation where, you know, this man, the only recognizable face on your team is on national television. And he's repping you hard still. And then you say he's in your future plans and you trade him a week later. That's not right.
That's GM.
So the Hawks don't know how to handle.
And then.
Go ahead.
With Millsap. See, the thing about Millsap is it was the right move to let him go, obviously, like it was with Dwight.
Okay.
But the way that they handled it wasn't correctly. You got to talk to the people at least. You got to say, hey, man, you know, we're going in a different direction. We're not going to offer you a contract. We're going to focus on our future. And, you know, thank you for all you've done for the community and the city. So they dropped.
That could have cost him money.
Exactly. So they dropped the ball with Millsap and Howard, the way they handled that. And then they just have a bad reputation. Like,
even with Horford, honestly, you were right. No, they dropped it with Horford.
They didn't tell
Horford that Dwight was coming. The communication wasn't there. That was what Dwight. I don't think Al saw that coming. That's what was reported, at least. But right. Sorry. Yeah.
So the bottom line is that there's something wrong within the Hawks organization that players just don't respect and they don't want to play for it. Why would Jamal Crawford say he want to play for any other team except for the Atlanta Hawks?
He's not from Atlanta. Yeah.
The fact that he picked the Lakers over Atlanta.
But he's not from Brooklyn or the LA either. Exactly. But that's where he wants to go.
Here's my thing. Like, if Bud and them are going to continue to talk about the culture building and all those things of what we have to do to try to get this winning culture or whatever they keep talking about tradition, then, like, the way you treat players on the way out is the same way you got to treat them as, I mean, whatever they come, the way they come into the organization is the same way you treat them out. And I was like, players around the league, like you said, T-Mac brought it up. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're going to take note of that. So it's like, Atlanta has a very small, like, window of just, like, making these mistakes because we don't have the luxuries of all these outside different forces
You can't do that. The Wes Wilcox thing, the former owner thing, the Danny Ferry thing, and now this thing coming out about how Phillips Arena security treating black folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It adds up. Yeah. Players are all like, they communicate, they talk, everybody knows everybody, so they're constantly talking about it. So they're like, yeah, I'm not going to Atlanta for what? I'm not gonna stay there for this. And then the fact that we're also building right now, it's like nobody's definitely not touching Atlanta right now. So it's not
quick around the league.
Exactly. I was very upset with how, for Millsap to be a four-time All-Star, for him being the hardest working player we've had the last 4 years, our best player for the last 4 years, it seemed a bit of an insult to me that there was at least not even an offer. I know if he wants to turn it down, that's fine. I know that we are moving a different direction, but damn, like, no offer at all. Like, at
Dirk
this point,
got 2 years, $10 million. You can't offer 2 years, $10 million, just to be like, thank you.
Pretty much, because that's basically a lifetime achievement award for Dirk.
That's all he's getting. Well, him and the owner are like, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know how tight they are. But I'm just surprised. That just shocked me. That I understand what. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry, but it's just like the injuries and everything that Millsap had during the season. I get it. It might be time to start in a new direction, but, like, come on, man. 4 years of his prime, pretty much, he gave us. It's just a little bit of an insult.
I mean, I just got to see both sides. I mean, we hear Millsap's side, but I have to see, like, what's going on the other side with Schlenk and his agent, D'Angelo Simmons. I have to see that just to see what's going on. Because, like, you know, a player can say one thing, but communication just go a long way. So, I mean, but as far as what's been reported, you know, that's unfortunate that that did happen. But, you know, if it was such a case, you know, just like, you know, they could make it, you know, he could be like, you know, I'm not signing with Denver. He was just like, I'm gonna play in Atlanta. You know, just like, you know, that didn't come out of his mouth. He's like, he wanted to stay in Atlanta. You know, so
I was surprised by that. I was shocked by him. Yeah, I mean, it's like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to hear that though, because you don't hear.
I never heard a player say.
Exactly, it's like you rarely hear anybody say they want to stay here. So that's cool. That's good to hear. But at the same time, yeah, he's built something strong here. He said his family's still going to stay here and whatnot. But let me do this. Go ahead. We having some microphone issues here. My bad.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yes, it was. Is it good over there? All right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
No, but so you think it was the right? Everybody can agree, at least. Are we agreeing it's the right decision for the franchise?
Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely is the right decision. Hands down.
And the other thing is just like he's gonna get a low ball offer, and then that's gonna be more bad PR, and then it's gonna be like the Hawks are cheap.
Yeah.
And that reputation's gonna get started.
I mean, but you see how Memphis pretty much said we're retiring Zach Randolph's number, and this man's still in the league.
Yeah.
Memphis is different.
That's how you treat a player going leaving away. Even Denver said, thank you, Gallo. Good luck, Gallo, when the trade to L.A. became official.
Hawks are more than likely going to wait till Millsap comes play here, and they're going to do that halftime thing, which I think is corny and played out.
The halftime
ceremony. Yeah,
they did that for Kobe Bryant.
They did. I was like, they did it for Jeff Teague.
I was like, what?
That's so true.
Everything did it for Kobe. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's like Atlanta doing it for Kobe seemed weird. But I guess you had to do it. It was a league wide thing. Yeah, I get
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but still, it was kind of. Speaking of the WNBA, going back to last week, the Dream are honoring Tamika Catchings. Was that July 7th? So that was yesterday.
I think that's yesterday. And I think that did happen. But, you know, in WNBA circles, I mean, Tamika Catchings in many ways is kind of like their Kobe in a lot of ways.
Oh, really?
So that's why she got, you know, all the love she's getting from all these teams. But, yeah, I mean,
a year after she retired.
Exactly. Because she retired last year.
Yeah, but Jersey retirement should be sacred anyways. I mean, it's kind of pathetic. Like, you see teams like the Miami Heat retire Michael Jordan's jersey.
Why are the Heat?
What?
Did
he retire Michael Jordan's jersey?
That's a fact.
I remember there was this talk all over the
Why,
NBA.
Why? Because he kept beating them?
Wow. I remember there was all this talk around the NBA where they were talking about retiring Michael Jordan's jersey throughout the league.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, like, because they're trying to.
Well, LeBron said that. Remember after that game? LeBron started that conversation.
He ain't Jackie Robinson.
Let's not put him on that plane. Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. Michael Jordan, you know, he the greatest, but let's not put him up there with Jackie Robinson.
I'm fine with that.
Silver Rice guy.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. No, I don't think Jordan's number should be retired throughout the whole league.
No.
But, I mean, LeBron really started that whole conversation. And then he ended up wearing 23, which is a funny thing about it. Overall, though, no, I'm cool with the
Hawks.
I'm cool with Millsap.
Need to retire.
I think who's the last one we retired this season? Pistol Pete to me. That was like weird. That was odd to me because I don't know how Pistol Pete didn't play that long in Atlanta, did he?
He's been gone for like 30 years.
Yes, I was like, what took the 2017? Yeah, rest in peace though. But his family was there. It was a cool moment. But I was like,
I think when they should have did it, like I remember they used to wear like retro jerseys in like 2003, the blue jerseys, Pistol Pete. I think that's when they should have did it.
Yeah.
Or no, the green jerseys. They were green, I think.
The green and blue. Those are fresh though.
But I think it was primarily green because you know how this season they wore primarily blue and green.
I think they
were wearing green in a stripe of blue.
They should have done that, yeah. But anyway, they should have. Shout out to Pistol Pete. I mean, I get it. It just seemed like over.
Should have did it when he was living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or at least. Yeah,
at least they're trying. Yeah. At least this regime's trying to turn things around because Lord knows, you know.
We didn't get Eric's thoughts on the barbershop.
What happened?
What you think about the barbershop in Phillips, man?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week.
Hey, man. I don't understand. I'm cool with it. I like Killer Mike. So that's dope that they're trying to influence that. I don't know how much a cut going to be. And I always know it's going to be like $40 a cut. Yeah,
yeah,
for a cut for a lineup. I mean, $50 for a lineup, whatever it is. I mean, I get it. But all these things being added to the arena is their way of trying to make the game as enjoyable as possible. I understand. But I don't care about any of these things. I'm not going to the game to do any of that. I'm not getting a cut. I'm not going to play golf. And then they got a golf. They got a golf thing.
Golf deal.
There's a bar by the courtside.
A courtside bar,
which is ridiculous to me. But shout out to the Hawks for trying desperately, but nobody cares. Like, nobody's going to do any of that there. So I don't understand it. But
and
I will not get a haircut there.
Are going up.
They are
going to
go up.
Ticket prices went up.
Yeah, right. You can have somebody that's going to be shooting a half court shot at the end of
of the and get knocked in the head while they got a beer.
No, it's just wild to me. I don't understand. Jeremy, did Jeremy say anything about? Did you know about the whole upgrade and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, man, it's turned into a circus, and it's a perfect representation of what's going on in the franchise right now, man. It's just a circus, man. I don't get why you need all that in the arena. If you look at the successful franchises, the basketball speaks for it. So, like, I don't think Boston Garden has all of that. Staples Center is not all. It doesn't have all that. It's fancy stuff. It doesn't have a bar. Why do you need a haircut? I mean, when you go to a basketball game, I don't know who y'all go to.
You gotta think, Jeremy. Think about all the times I ask someone to go to a Hawks game and they're like, nah, bro, I gotta get my cut.
Yeah. That happens.
They don't have an excuse now. They gotta go to the game.
And cuts around here already cost 30 a pop, so.
And where is it facing?
Like, I gotta cut my toenails or I gotta watch the actual NBA or something like that. Like, it'll be something else. I mean, if you're boring, you're boring, and that's just the issue with the team. It's been boring for the last 3 years.
And now you think a barbershop might fix that? I don't understand. I don't even know what the barbershop is facing. Is it looking onto the court?
Yeah, you had to watch the game.
Oh,
yeah, I think it is.
That's wild.
Yeah, people are going to be talking about Kobe versus LeBron at a Hawks game.
Yeah, they're not gonna, right. All these arguments that be going on in the barbershop has nothing to do with Atlanta.
Oh man,
they're talking about every other NBA team but the Hawks.
You're gonna be like,
and we down by like, we up by like 20, and they don't even care. They're like,
we're down by 20.
We're down by 20.
They're like, see what LeVon need to do is,
like Dennis Schroeder's like that's crazy. Has the ball in his hands right now. You don't even care.
About time the Knicks finally got rid of Phil.
Got it. Shout out to the.
It'll be like Kenan and barbershop. Yeah, we get Obama's.
I remember that. Dog. I'm very upset with that. The golf part, I'm just whatever. Phillips,
Top Golf.
That's all Bazemore, isn't that? That's probably his plan. Bazemore's like a golfer, so I guess he'll be there. Don't probably be there. He won't be on the court, so he'll probably be there.
And by the way, what you were saying earlier, Jeremy, about TD Garden, that's near a train station, and Staples is part of LA Live. So there's stuff to do around there.
See, there's stuff. Okay, so like we were talking about earlier, there's stuff to do around.
There's stuff to do around Staples.
I've never been to Staples. That's what I'm saying.
That's part of an entertainment district, kind of like what the Hawks are trying to do, kind of like what the Braves and the Patriots have. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. I can't wait to see it. Is it gonna be? It's not going to be up till next season.
Centennial Park closed after the game.
Yeah, it do. No, are we gonna do this again? Oh, we were just talking about this whole concept of there's stuff to do around Phillips Arena after the game. I think there's nothing.
You got about 5 Waffle Houses.
After the party, it's the Waffle House.
Rashad is so true to Atlanta. I feel you, but there's really nothing else to do around there. Like, I dip out usually. You got the Omni Hotel, which you go, you know, unless you got something set up there buying. There's nothing to do after the game. There's nothing to do after the game. You
can't see a movie or nothing.
You can't do nothing around Phillips, man. You dip out. You get harassed by one of the dudes on the street.
Yeah, you got $5.
No, by the mom.
You got $5 for
it. By the mom with their kids out there.
Yes.
Saying it's so cold when it's 90 degrees.
Oh, man.
No, hold on. Because I've been seeing this lady do this every game since 2012. I'm like,
what,
hold
the same
on,
lady?
Bro. Yes, the same lady. I done seen them kids grow up, bro.
Really?
I seen them from infants. To babies in the shoulder.
No, you are going to get harassed
to
out
kids,
there.
To kids standing Serena. Next to the shoulder.
Yes.
So it's like, it's okay sad. Now. No. I'm saying you could have got a job in these 4 years.
Oh, you think she that? Man. Look, hold on.
She probably got one.
Yeah, she exactly.
That's
the joke move.
Exactly.
I get mad at the dudes who be saying that God's coming like tomorrow. Like the dudes who be yelling that.
Oh, the courtyard.
Yeah. Like they be really in your grill about that. Can you chill out?
Y'all going to hell.
The dude with the y'all going to hell.
With the saxophone.
Bro, I just came here for a basketball game.
This is an abomination.
Yes. It's a damn shame. But yo, so
dang, man. No, the Phillips Arena is very, very depressing.
No, it is. It's very true. It's a long walk. Right. Like wherever you park at to get to there, it's a long way. You got a lot to think about before you even get to the arena.
Right.
It's just depressing as hell. No, you're right.
You got to think about what you're doing tomorrow. Yeah.
Like parking is awful around Phillips, though.
I got class at like 9.
Just like, what am I doing in my life?
Hawks aren't doing all that well. It's not like they're competing for championships.
Food doesn't taste
yet.
Good. Yet.
Yet.
That's the key word.
Yet.
You think about how hungry you are, but you can't afford no food because exactly. You get in tomorrow ain't that much.
How long this trip is going to be on Marta and how crowded Marta is going to be. Like,
you look at your phone and it's like you get the message from Bank of America that you've insufficient funds again. Man. It's rough. $35 fee, and what are you? Anyway,
run that car.
It's getting real dark in here. It's getting real dark in the A-League right now.
The flight crew coming up to you with the Thunder 6 time. I go, Hans! I'm like, get out of my face, man.
I hate them.
I'm thinking about my future, man.
Why are they so hyped?
Oh, man.
Let's go, Hans! I have a Thunder stick thrown in your face. Like, oh, what about that Thunder stick?
I hate them so much.
I'm in cheerleaders.
And they're wearing like the Dickie suits and all that. Like get that chill. Like, we just came here to see a basketball game. I ain't coming for all that. Yeah. Shout out to Ha Ha Davis. I ain't coming for all that. Like, doing I just came here to watch a basketball game.
Right.
That's guard. Anyway, all right, so I'm sorry, the Dickie suits, man.
Yeah, man.
They wearing Dickie suits onesies.
All red Dickie suits, man. They're like 03 all over again.
So, Millsap, we appreciate all you did the last 4 years. Damn, man.
I forgot
you throwing a dicky suit.
Paul
Millsap, I know. That's our rap on Paul Millsap, man. We get on our.
It's just like his career in Atlanta, overlooked.
Damn, yes.
Next topic.
Wow. Next on the move.
He's back home now.
Can we talk about the decision right now that is hanging over Schlenk head? Tim Hardaway Jr. got that offer from New York Knicks. I think we all kind of heard about that. It's kind of got around. What do y'all think we should do, man? Anybody go? Jeremy, you want to go? Don't matter. Okay, here comes Jeremy. Here comes again. Everything funny to you, huh?
Why is it a decision, man? Why is it even a decision? Like, if I'm Tim Hardaway, I'm just like, don't do that. Don't do it. I'm telling the Hornets, don't do it. Please don't match this offer. I'm cool with letting these idiots overpay me after they got rid of me 2 years ago.
We have like 5 people on the roster right now. I'm exaggerating, but yeah, but it's yeah, very. It's, we have like nobody.
4 spots.
We have 4 spots. I thought we had like 7.
No, we've been filled up.
Jesus Christ! All right. Hold on.
Yeah, the roster's pretty.
Hold on, man.
They got a squad.
Go ahead. Hold on. I'm looking at the roster. I thought we only had a couple spots.
Dennis Delaney, Bembry.
Plumlee.
Man, they need to go into the season with the roster they have right now so they can get something meaningful. If they sign Tim Hardaway, their team isn't much worse than it was last year.
I think
want to know the truth.
The Knicks can make the playoffs.
No.
Yeah, the Knicks can make the playoffs with Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, as an 8 seed.
Is Timmy worth $71 million?
No, he's not worth $71
million. Okay. No, I'm not so sure about that, no.
Is Milk orange?
That's real deep. Damn, I gotta think
like,
about that.
It's funny, like Hardaway posting all these videos in New York, working out, and hanging out with these New York players.
Good videos, by the way. Since King wanted to be the hater, but go ahead.
Yeah, hang out with these players in New York, and it was just like practically.
We saw it coming.
He's like, come on, man, don't match it. It's gonna be worse than Josh when Memphis matches deal.
Do we want Timmy back?
No.
Okay, that's the question. Not even for the money. Take the money out. Would you want Timmy back?
Yes.
Period. For what
at a reasonable price, I would.
Okay,
I mean, I think he's a decent player. Like he's the one guy that I was like, you know,
yes.
He could be a piece to a winning organization. He could be, but it's just the Hawks want to make him the guy, but he's not going to be that guy. This is not what his ceiling is. But he could be an above average NBA player if given put in the right situation. But in Atlanta, they want him to be more than he's capable of being right now.
Well, they groomed him. They don't want to give up on him. My thing is, because I think you said it, we've all said it here, we're tired of like grooming and developing these guys and then they walk. Like that happens. That seems to be Atlanta's trend in the history. Like we help guys and then they go.
Like Orlando.
There you go. And they go out and they ball out somewhere else, get a ring somewhere else. Zaza just got a ring. You were joking about that.
Yeah.
Like even though we didn't, you know, but still, you go away, you have more success.
Zaza came up in Atlanta.
He did.
Because he was a journeyman before he got here.
He found a home here in Atlanta. He found a home, yeah. I mean, so, do we want – I mean, Timmy, I don't want us to put all this work into Timmy. After he struggled his first year, he had an awful first year in Atlanta, and then we stuck with him through it, and then we come back second year, and he does a Timmy shimmy after every shot. And then it's like you let him go again. I mean, I get the price. It's not – doesn't make any sense, but I have a gut feeling. My gut feeling is they're going to actually – I feel like they're going to match this. I feel like they're going to match this.
Got to be next man up. Can't hold on to these – can't hold on to these mediocre contracts.
Look, it's going to piss everybody off because we have Tim. If we do sign, we have Tim on the roster with 70 mil, and you have Kim Bazemore with 70 on the roster. So
that's
I get
140 million for 10 points a game.
Yeah.
Not completely.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I just got DeAndre Bembry. Just develop him.
Yeah.
He looked nice yesterday.
No, he did 20 points yesterday. Go ahead.
KCP isn't much that different. If they were able to, get him out of the free agency and, you know, pay him a reasonable price, you would definitely have to go with that direction. But the Knicks kind of ruined it for the Hawks. I feel like the Hawks was letting the market kind of settle itself out, and they were going to get Tim Hardaway back at a decent deal, maybe $40 million. You know, that was going to be it, and they were going to have him back, and he's going to be a piece of what they're building. But now it's in bad contract land, and now you can't really touch that. Like, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I would just go out and say, hey, KCP, come here. Be our Tim Hardaway. That would be the perfect bridge.
I'm cool with KCP as the backup. I don't know what he's demanding, though, what KCP wants.
He wants them. He wants a lot of money.
And I feel like he would want, in this market, he wants a lot of money at his position.
He'll be humble when he get out there and see the market's not what he thinks it is.
It is dwindling. It is dwindling right now. But yeah. I like Timmy, man. And I know we don't have much of a – we're stuck. Like, it's like a catch-22 thing. Like, if we don't take him, then where are we at? If we don't pick, you know, if we don't sign, then where are we? Yeah, what are we gonna do? Yeah, like
KCP,
it's like,
turned down 5 years, $80 million from Detroit.
Damn.
So I mean,
yeah.
Oh my god. And his agent's Rich Paul.
Oh yeah, his Rich Paul. Yeah.
And, you did say that. Yeah.
Rich Paul about his money.
Look at that, Rich Boy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nah, we're not gonna get him.
$16 million a year. So
I thought Timmy would get something between like 10 and 12 a year.
That's
what I thought was cool.
I thought he was gonna get the max.
You thought he was going to get the max? Oh, you did. You've been saying that he was.
Yeah, KCP's going to get the max.
There are a few things that New York is known for: the Statue of Liberty, subways, Times Square, and bad New York Knicks contracts.
Yes, preach. And Phil's not even there anymore. And they're still doing stuff like this, which is a surprise.
Who are you going to blame?
I don't know. I mean,
Steve Mills.
James Dolan.
I'm okay with if we let. What does it say? If we let Timmy go, what does it mean for this season? What does it mean?
Is it
over? Is it a foregone conclusion that we're missing the lot? We're missing the playoffs.
Shank ain't playing around.
He's not. He did say he want what? Flexibility. Yeah. If he signs a bad, this is a bad contract to sign.
Like
to be
I said, like remember Atlanta? You know they resigned all those guys. Like you know, fair to clean that mess up.
Yes.
You know, just like you know, you gave Marvin all those years. You gave Josh all those years, even though he didn't want to be there.
Joe.
And you gave Joe all those years.
What? Who said Josh ain't want to be here?
It's well documented.
He looked like he ain't want
to
be
here. And then Memphis had sent the offer sheet to him, and he signed it, and they matched it. He was not happy about it.
He only signed that offer sheet because
he's all
because it was like August. Yeah, and he just wanted to get a deal done.
Josh was
and the Hawks were like,
yeah.
We're not about to offer you something unless another team offers you something.
But my thing is this. Even if they do re-sign him, that's kind of what you know. You kind of have to understand with Schlenk. Like, is he probably thinking like, okay, are we just going to go into a complete rebuild or are we going to re-sign Tim and you know, pretty much at least try to compete in the East only to get eliminated in the first or second round of playoffs?
See, and the thing, he would look even dumber because if you sign Timmy and you don't make the playoffs, and it's like, all right, well, what was the purpose of doing? He's not going to – I don't know if Timmy's going to be the difference maker anyway. That's what I'm asking. He has the potential to be a really good player, like we're talking about. But it's like, I know he's not going to be the difference.
I see like Eric Gordon. That's potential right there. Yeah, like how Eric Gordon played this year.
Are you saying Timmy can be like Eric Gordon?
Yeah.
Amazing ceiling.
Yeah, I don't have high expectations for Tim Hardaway after this summer.
Well, E.G., Eric Gordon had high expectations when we came in the league. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Indiana, he was balling. Like, I thought E.G. was going to be pretty nice, but he didn't turn out to be. But
now, Gordon found his spot. I remember, he didn't want to stay in New Orleans. He wanted to go to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And they matched his deal. Dude can stay healthy, but he got to Houston.
He finally got to Houston. Yeah, now he's
and came out the bench, and he's
you okay, Houston. You mentioned it, though. Yesterday, it was like, is he fit? Does Timmy fit? And the Hawks, what the Hawks want to do. Because he's like a gunner. Timmy's a straight gunner.
I don't know. Because it's like, part of me is like, you want to give him a pass because he didn't start all year. And that's a leap. And then the other part of me is just like, you know, this system is not, you know, calculus. So it's like, you should be playing well in this. And it's just like, you know, I can't be happy with somebody scoring like 13, 14 points a game at shooting guard.
I think he plays better coming off the bench, though, than starting. Like, I'm surprised by that. But Korver was there for the long period of time of Bud not wanting to get rid of him. And I get it. That's a vet. But now Timmy has a full season. I don't know how he's going to come into it, but he has a full season to get his mind around being a starter. He didn't play one of the playoffs. I think everybody's thinking about this deal being outrageous because that Washington series, Timmy did not show up at all.
Yeah,
it was a ghost. And like turnover in the ball, had troubles, all that. So I get it. Like he didn't help himself in that playoff series at all. Like that's why people are like, oh, ridiculous. Like we're not doing it.
I'm only imagine now, like he had contract year and didn't show up in the playoffs. Like, you know, the days that supposedly had those problems with trying to live up to his contract. Yeah. I can't imagine how Hardaway would feel trying to live up to his contract.
Why are we counting? That's the issue right there. They're counting on Tim Hardaway of showing up on the playoffs or whether they win or not. He's not that kind of player. He's the kind of guy when other guys are going, he can get hot because he's there too. He's more of a J.R. Smith and Channing Frye, how they got hot because they were playing the Hawks. And just he can do that. He's not even really a spot up shooter. He's a guy that can slash. He doesn't do that. So
yeah, he really doesn't fit
what the Hawks are trying to do offensively to start with, but
that's the thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, and I know it's an interesting fit because Timmy's not a great defender either, but he has at least for this team, like he's able to at least help push the tempo, and he plays fast. He has some pace to him. He has some athleticism, which the Hawks desperately needed last year. So I get it why, you know, he has a scoring ability. Not saying it's like his numbers aren't always great. He's a little streaky, which is fine, which is why I was saying the whole KCP thing, even if we go get KCP, it's kind of the same player in a way. Like KCP is very streaky, and it just, they're gunners. So it's like you're really... To me, you're stuck. Yeah, if you don't pay Timmy and you go pay KCP, you look like idiots. Like Atlanta, like
KCP's a lot better defensively too.
He is no true, true.
KCP's he's a like, starter. He's legitimate. There's no question. Oh, I'm going to put him on the bench or am I going to start? KCP's a starter.
Georgia
that,
fan
that's
alert.
What he is.
Georgia fan alert.
Come on now.
Hey, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be fine with him, but I just can't see him take a reasonable contract, and that's what Schlenk's all about. I want to say, let Brooklyn have him, because Porter's coming back to Washington. I could see him come back to Washington, and, you know, they can go in, Brooklyn can go in and overpay for him.
That,
I don't know, man. KCP's going to go somewhere, and he's going to blow up, and people who don't want to pay him now are going to wish they had. I feel like he's going to go somewhere, average 25.
What?
25, 20. 20.
On a sorry team?
On
a sorry team? I mean, he is
on the sorry team. Yeah, sorry. Like, he goes to LA, he'll average 19 or 20 for them. When he goes to Brooklyn, he'll average 19 or 20 for them.
KCP's 24. They're both young. That's the thing about both of these guys are like right before they're like at the start of their prime. So they're both 24, 25. So that's another catch where I think the Hawks are like, if we don't do this, we might be missing out on their best years. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Bember.
I like Bim. Like the guys we have, I'm okay with the guys we have. Can we talk about the guys we do have?
7 turnovers last night.
It's okay. All right. He twisted his hair. Now this is the dread DeAndre. I don't know what happened, but maybe that's what he had. 20 points though.
I think they're just summer league plats. You know,
he had 20 something in a game last year in the summer league. Am I right?
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't remember, but
didn't even get on the court last year. So
he had like 20 points in Denver.
DeAndre's got skill, man. And it's just, it's a matter of how patient they're going to be with him. But Taurean and DeAndre, I think, can be really special.
Yeah, Taurean.
Particularly Taurean.
Yeah, definitely Taurean.
Nice. He looked nice last night. I watched him.
Taurean looked the exact same last night.
Oh, last night. Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Him and Bembry kind of looked the same to me. In my opinion.
I'm looking at everybody. I guess we were all watching,
Prince
thinking like
had more confidence. Like, he make more shots and stuff.
Well, he played in the playoffs more. Yeah. So I guess he's thinking he belongs.
He started.
Well, he started. Yeah, he did start. Yeah, he started.
So I was surprised he was on the summer league team.
You think he should?
He all about basketball. I guess that's good.
Yeah, man. Second year. I mean, I was looking for Tyler Dorsey too. I wanted to see some out of him. I wasn't.
16 minutes.
Impressed. Yeah, I wasn't highly impressed. But
0 3-point attempts.
Mm-hmm. He's okay.
Oh, that's your boy. He was on the shout out to the A-League.
Shout out to Tyler, man, for joining. Yeah, doing the interview, man. One-on-one. That's a cool dude right there. But yeah, I was the rookie so far. I mean, just grooming them, be patient with them. Yeah, I think we have something here. We have something special here, but it's just, are people going to be patient? Which brings me, I don't know if y'all saw it, but I tweeted out somebody like made a comment that they were like roasting the Hawks on the Hawks page.
And
Bembry liked the comment because people were just like, I scrolled through and I was like, people were just like, this is awful. We look like, I was like, damn. Like,
now,
after
now
one
that
summer
I think
league,
about it, what's his name? Delaney can score like Hardaway.
Delaney?
If given the time?
No.
Delaney could score like Carter.
I don't even see Delaney as that player. He's more of a...
Delaney's shot is like butter. He's got one of the smoothest jump shots
I've
ever
mid-range
seen in my life.
Ever in your life, ever. In your 15 years of life, really? Really, Rashad?
Collins looked pretty good too. He's like, I like his athleticism.
He's trying to boom him everybody yesterday.
Yeah, it's like, you know, see this? I ain't seen that from a Hawks front court player in a while.
Yeah, see?
Hurt his knee.
He hurt his knee last night?
Yeah. That'd be all right.
He did it in college too.
Put some lights on
in November.
Lonzo didn't look too good yesterday either. I'm sorry.
That's not up for discussion.
Wow. Who did look good was Fox, though. Shout out to Fox, De'Aaron Fox.
What's his name look good? The second year, man. Ingram.
He got hurt, too. Yeah, he did look good.
Yeah, he got hurt, too.
He got hurt, too. But he looked, yeah. Lakers are all right, man. They'll be straight. With, what's the name, watching in the crowd, just looking like he was scheming.
Magic Johnson?
No, well, he wasn't.
D'Angelo?
D'Angelo, yeah. Oh, yeah. D'Angelo Russell's in the crowd.
He is at the Hawks game. And then he didn't have his hood on. And then he went to the Lakers game. He put his hood on. And had his head down.
He's like, I'm not too well known or well respected around these circles now.
He looked like he was checking on his girl or something, man.
He was like, D'Angelo Russell.
That's not my name.
Kenny has some fun up there, though. He probably got some talent.
He got Brooklyn. Looks pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I like, what's the name? Whitehead.
Yeah, why is Archie Goodwin still in the summer league?
I'm going to say this. Well, we kind of knew at Kentucky he was going to be a bust. But I'm going to start doing this with Kentucky players. Your Kentucky players. Because I do this all the time where I'm too hard on them when they're at Kentucky. And I don't realize that they don't really get to do everything they want to do at Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
And then they come in the league and I'm like, damn, I got to just stop. I'm just going to wait till they get in the league.
It's exactly like that with Ryan Harrell. So. Hey, the Hawks need to get Ryan Harrell. Bottom line, you know what I'm saying?
Preach.
Get him as a backup.
I would like Ryan Harrell. Come back from Greece, man. Ryan Harrell was in Greece last time I saw him.
He's in Italy now.
He had a baby. Shout out to his baby.
Oh, he did?
He had a baby.
Dang. How you been keeping up with Ryan?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I was about to say, he ain't on Twitter.
No. But Summer League yesterday. Anybody else stand out to y'all summer league?
Dang, Ryan.
Yeah. Wait, you feel like... you got a baby now, man. Like, you got to change up.
I was impressed with Tatum and Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. That was a good back and forth right there.
Donovan Mitchell.
That was a good back and forth right there. He's hungry. They've been talking about Donovan for a minute.
I've just been seeing
little clips of him like shooting and like.
Oh yeah, he's from Syracuse, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember him at Syracuse now.
I thought he went to Louisville. No, Syracuse.
Wait. If he went to Louisville, I don't know. Yeah, if he went to Louisville, I don't know who he is. If he went to Syracuse, I know who he is. Because like the Syracuse players, they had the sleeves and the headbands. Like all of them, and they beat
Duke. Oh, Louisville. You got it. Louisville. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know who Donovan Mitchell is.
I don't really follow the teams, but, you know, Louisville, I know they always do pretty good every year.
Yeah, he's a Kentucky fan. Kentucky fan alert.
LSU over
there. Wait, did someone just say they don't know who Donovan Mitchell is?
I don't. I don't really follow college basketball like that, but Kentucky.
Yeah, he's a big – yeah, that's Kentucky all day.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You got a problem with that, Jeremy?
You don't find out who he is by the end of this year.
Oh, yeah, that's him in summer league. He's impressive.
He's a ball player, man.
Yeah, he's going to get some minutes. He's really standing out. Like, I was like, this dude was underdrafted.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. He's a ball player. He should have. If he wasn't a sophomore and he was a freshman, he'd have gone in the top five.
I mean, better than that guy in Phoenix, number 99.
Oh, shut up, Josh.
Wow.
Hey, you know, the Hawks picked John Jenkins over Draymond Green.
Fun Hawks facts from Rashad.
That's
what we.
Someone said it like on ESPN yesterday. They're like, it's not even about tanking and having the best draft pick because the Warriors got those guys at middle picks, late picks.
Yeah.
The only one was Steph.
Yeah. Right. The draft is a crapshoot.
Even Steph was like 9.
Yep, Steph was 9. Yeah.
He won number 1.
I thought he was 7.
Oh, 7, 9. They looked
Brennan
the same.
Jenkins. Was like 10.
Brennan Jennings was 10.
Oh, yeah, Brennan Jennings was 10
by Milwaukee, and New York wanted him.
I thought he's about to be the truth. I'm sorry.
But I think New York, who did New York draft that year?
Yeah.
What year was it? 09?
09, yeah.
But then again, they build up Jordan Hill. They build up everybody as the truth coming out, you know, they go in the draft, and then all of a sudden they get into the league, and it's like, you know, some of them just become just complete busts. Like, I remember a long time ago, everybody was building up AC Law as the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, AC Law. Yeah, that's a throwback.
He had a great college
career. That's a throwback, yeah.
Right.
he had a decent rookie year, too. Shout out to AC Law. He turned into Jamal Crawford. who he eventually, you know, left and then came back.
He gave us a nice goodbye note, which I think no NBA player has ever done with Jamal Crawford.
That was saying, so funny.
Thank you for letting me be, like,
you for cutting me. I did not want to play for this team.
I'm surprised by
getting
that.
Getting paid not to play. That's a
good Bobby Bonilla status, paid not to play.
Hawks lost a lot of money from that, man.
Did we pay? How much was how much was it that we had to buy him out for?
They didn't report it.
They didn't report it.
It's gonna be a stretch provision, so they're probably gonna stretch it out for a couple of years.
Oh, before okay. But. Oh, speaking of that, wait, and even that's another thing to add to that, to the Tim Hardaway deal. Like that's what makes it harder to turn down. Well, not harder, but like I guess easier to turn down was like the everything that's involved in it, because it's like the trade kicker that's in it,
yeah,
and then 15% and then also the fact that he has to be paid half, or is it half his salary, yeah, by October 1st every year, every season, his annual salary.
But he's on his
rich. Like, no.
He's on his rich.
Yeah, they smart. Like, yeah, they are rich, but it's like, there's too many parts of that deal. I'm like, just let it go. But so, no, wait, did we all get our final thing? Everybody said no on Tim Hardaway, right?
No on Tim Hardaway.
No way. Damn, nobody's even. I thought we were going to get that one guy.
But we'll see in a couple of hours if Atlanta do the right thing.
I have a good feeling they're going to do it. That's just me. I have a good feeling we're going to get Tim
Hardaway. Hold on, do it.
Hold on. Hey, y'all. Shout out to that Vine.
Diamond Stone is going to be trash.
That's not with a name like that. Not with a name like that.
And Willie Reed is trash. Why do we want Willie Reed?
Willie Reed, trash. He was okay.
Y'all might as well sign Eric Dampier again.
He's not trash. He okay. How they ever going to win with somebody who's not trash but okay?
But I'm just saying, you can't.
No. I'm tired of hearing the okay but not trash.
That's what
the whole franchise is.
I'm saying, like, with Atlanta, if anything get reported, it's not going to happen. So, Willie Reed's not coming to Atlanta.
That's why you have to draft your stars. They're going to have to just draft their stars. And those stars are going to come from a winning situation. Because most of the superstars in the league are in winning situations right now. So, none of those guys are going to come from that situation and go back down to a mediocre situation where the Hawks are right now. So, they're just going to have to get bad and be bad for 3 or 4 years before they can even think about being good. They're going to have to. It just seems like they refuse to swallow this pill that they're going to have to take eventually. But they'd rather sign a guy like Willie Reed, who couldn't even make the rotation of an average team in Miami.
He played in Miami.
He played.
Respect. Yes. Willie Reed had a good year. He had a solid year.
The Hawks drafted John Jenkins ahead of Draymond Green in 2011.
Fun facts. Go ahead. Really read.
Honestly, though, if the Hawks had drafted Draymond Green, he would not be the Draymond Green he is today.
Exactly. And whose fault is that?
But yeah.
Who else is left out there that we could snag onto? My list that I had has completely been just thrown out the window. I would have liked Ian Clark, but that didn't happen. That's not going to happen.
But then again, it's probably even part of the Schlenk plan, Jeremy. I mean, like you said, we're probably going to end up having to be bad for a few years in order to.
Ready for this?
I want Klay Thompson and Kevin Love.
I mean, are we really gonna get Thompson and Kevin Love getting out of their situation?
I don't even want Kevin Love, honestly. That whole scenario.
Tracy Thompson.
I don't want him. I don't want none of them dudes. I don't want Kevin Love. I don't want none of them. We don't need none of them. Let's just start our own thing. Like you said, we're gonna draft our own people. We're gonna do our own, build our own culture here. We don't need to. That's my biggest thing.
There's plenty of talent in the next draft that will become superstar like that. What's his name? Aiton.
Yeah, Aiton.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, DeAndre Aiton.
And Bamba.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to be good ball players, man. They just got to give them a chance to get to college and see what they can do. But I'd rather do it like that. I don't want Klay Thompson. I don't want Kevin Love. Those guys aren't going to win a championship by themselves. They need a Steph Curry or Kevin Durant to do it.
So you'd rather develop guys out of the draft instead of doing like what the Yankees do in baseball, which is try and sign everybody.
You gotta pay these guys.
I love how Keem takes a shot at the Yankees at least once episode. I love that.
Yeah, you don't pay no $35 million for some guys in their 30s.
Yeah, no, we're not. Yeah, by the time they'll be free up, they'll all be like past. Yeah.
Up in 2 years.
No, we're not doing that. I saw the Kevin Love scenario trade thing of getting Melo to Houston, which I hope happens. But, it doesn't make sense for Atlanta to do that.
Could you imagine Melo in Houston, by the way?
I hope so.
That'd be nice. Like
I hope that mess happens.
I have insight. I know somebody who knows somebody that says Melo's going to Houston.
Just like the Olympics.
Yeah. Build an Olympic team. That's what Morris said. The best way to win this league is you have to build an Olympic team. And yeah. Cleveland doesn't know that yet, obviously. But yeah.
I'm just curious to see, like, this year's going to show Bud can coach. I mean, it's like this the less talent, it's going to be the less talented team he's had since he's been in Atlanta.
Is he on the hot seat?
I don't know. What? It's hard to
tell.
I don't think he should be on the hot seat.
If Bud can develop young players, then he'll keep his job. But if he can't, he needs to go because that's what they're going to be doing, is developing players.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, because Schlenk, you know, he says one thing, GM talk, classic GM talk. So it's like, who's to say what he would do? You know?
Yeah. But he doesn't seem beholden to anybody. Yeah, like you said. He said he was like, oh, I'll talk to Dwight. Gone. We'll see Millsap. We'll talk to Millsap. Gone. Like, everybody's just gone, yo. He don't care about nobody. Yeah, he don't give an F about nothing.
He roofed us like Jody.
That's what No, but if, okay, so is, this is a question here with Bud. Is he a little, did he get lucky with that, I gotta bring up the 60-win season. Did he get lucky with that 60-win season? Now, I hate using the word lucky because there's a lot of work into it, but was he fortunate enough that those players all at the same time hit their peak? Like, because think about it, our five there was all at their peak of their career, right? We can kind of agree on that. Well, at least Millsap was in the middle.
They fit together perfectly.
They fit. Okay.
They were all at their peak.
They all kind of maxed out at the right time. Is that a fair question?
For it to work, you got to make threes, and that team just happened to make threes that year.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they missed a lot of the same shots this year, and they were making that year. Exactly. They had gone in, they would have won some of these games this year. I honestly think Paul Millsap played better after that year.
I agree.
Al Horford played better the next year, but. Yeah.
But it was just that season. Yeah. Everybody caught up to us. So Bud is okay. Bud's philosophy, we're cool with. We're cool with Bud being here.
It's kind of inflexible. I mean, he doesn't really make it like flexible. Like, I noticed that year, that playoffs, that 60-win year. Brooklyn kind of exposed that whole, you keep a man on Corbin and everybody start running there.
Oh, man. They put everybody. That's so true. Cleveland did the same thing. Everybody just put two people on Corbin and we didn't know what to do.
Yeah. I was like, Lionel Hollins should not be that good of a coach.
Yeah.
They got a.
Yo, Lionel Hollins, I get him mixed up with Gentry. They look like the same dude.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They're like the same brothers.
Just
all
my
dudes that always have NBA coaching jobs over.
The civil rights leaders, man. Like,
man.
I was like, Darren Williams, Brooke Lopez, and some Jolly Ranchers out there taking
they trade places, coaching from Phoenix to New Orleans to Memphis. Like, they just take turns coaching in those three places.
I heard a lie one day.
I just thought, Bradley Beal stay on Corbin, and you had JR on Corbin.
Yeah. And they locked him up, and that ended everything. It was very easy.
So I'm hoping that his system is more flexible,
I want him to play more young. I just want him to play – well, now he has no choice to play younger players.
Exactly.
But that's not my only thing. I just want him to play younger guys, but now he has no choice.
So. Exactly.
Is he patient enough?
Because that just looks weird. Because you got Millsap, you got play set up for Millsap to shoot the game winning three out of
the side. Dog, I remember.
Wow.
And I was like,
people were so mad about that.
Is it like a puzzle now with your system where you can't change it up? That's what I'm wondering. One of the things I can say about that season, the 60-win season, seems like him and Bud were on the same page. You know,
Bud and Millsap, right?
No, that's my Bud and Ferry.
Ferry, okay.
You know, he got the right players and stuff. He got the
we did.
Three
and they were just European enough to make it happen.
There you go.
Three and D players. That's awesome. And,
That was really the worst thing that happened to the Hawks when Danny Ferry wasn't able to come back because
we missed Ferry.
He was heading the team in the right direction before he got fired and suspended him.
It ain't short term, but you look at them picks that he had. It was just
We talked about the picks and then
the picks were bad. Yeah.
Like, he's good for a win now team, but as far as contend for 10 years. I don't know if Bear can do that. He couldn't do that with LeBron. He couldn't do that with
He would have done a better job supplementing with actual free agents.
I can see that.
Millsap was the deal of the decade. I'll say that about Paul Millsap and Perry. That was the deal of the decade.
Say it again. Of the decade.
Paul Millsap to the Hawks for 2 years. I think it was $14 million.
$20 million.
For real? It's 20?
2 years, 20 million.
For his first deal in Atlanta, I
believe so.
It was 20?
Then he got the extension.
I think it was 14.
I got it. Go ahead.
It was really low. All right. But anyways, whatever it was, That was the deal of the decade.
They got Corbin for a pack of Newports.
There you go. Yeah, that was cheap.
I was like, "Damn, Chicago's so cheap, man." They're fourth largest market, but they like a small market team.
Third largest.
I felt like Corbin, like before he was on the Hawks, like he was just unstoppable, and I hated him. Like,
yo, for real.
Everywhere he was, like he just made every three, and then he came to the Hawks, and I felt like he missed way more threes than he usually does.
Yeah, we're probably more critical of him. Yeah.
Chicago, everybody used to be like, you know, when are they going to get a shooting guard? Yeah, Keith Bogans for a couple of years. Then you had the corpse.
The creator player himself, Keith Bogans.
Then you had the corpse of
that's a creative player.
The corpse of Richard Hamilton starting at shooting guard. Yeah,
yeah. The corpse of Richard Hamilton.
Jesus Christ.
Derrick Rose averaged 19 points. He did play their rib.
That's right.
Derrick Rose signed that deal, averaged 19 points last year.
So wait, so this
how did you beat Rip Hamilton, by the way? You played for Detroit and you played for Chicago.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Ben Wallace played for Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's when he fell off.
Another bad contract, too. Then with the Cleveland.
Wait, so can we RIP that our 2015 60 win team? You know, we got to do it now, right?
The thing about that team.
They're all gone.
It just made me realize how much more I like the Jamal Crawford team.
You like the Jamal Crawford, Joe Johnson team, Josh Smith over the 2015
yes.
Hawks.
Yeah, okay. I'm just tired of hearing about it.
It was the glory years, David.
I don't want to hear no more about no. If Thabo didn't get beat up by the police, we would have won.
Yes, y'all wouldn't be.
They would have won at least two games.
That was conspiracy theory.
They would have won at least two games.
The NBA and the New York cops were, they were, yeah, they were, that's conspiracy theory of mine.
Because the NBA's based in New York.
Boom! And they took his legs out because they knew we had a chance. Take him out.
Take those tinfoil hats off. Like, I'm just saying like this, like, would they beat Cleveland in the series that year?
They would have won two games?
No, I'm saying the series. I'm saying the series.
But they wouldn't have got swept.
No, I'm talking about the
series. That was the largest thing that they got. Is that, they got swept. So it don't matter.
Toronto won two games, but it don't matter for them.
They didn't win no 60 games that year.
No, I'm saying, but they won two games.
But they didn't win 60 games that year.
But
they didn't win 19 games in a row that year.
It would have gone seven.
Well, regular
season.
Easily.
I thought
we would win seven. Are we disrespecting this 2015 team? Are we disrespecting
them? I'm just saying people holding on to them like they over here like this.
That's all we got. That's all we got, David. Do you not understand this?
That's all we got.
Like, seriously, it's really all we got in the last whatever. So, like, this is it.
Jamal Crawford, Mike Bibby and them boys, Joe Johnson, Josh Smith.
Never made it past the second round.
Hollywood. They beat Chicago game one in round two on the road after Derrick Rose got his MVP award. They should have won that series. I don't know what the heck happened.
Real quick. You really would take that team over the 2015 team? Seriously. Were they more exciting to watch? I think they're more exciting to watch. I think they're more talented. Yeah, they're more. All right. That's fair.
Looking back, you know, I used to pick on Rick Son for being so cheap, but he managed to make a team out of
Josh Smith at all then, but whatever. Y'all gave Josh Smith a pass because he was here eating his mama's food, home cooking. He was chilling. He didn't care why he was here.
The Atlanta on his jersey.
He did.
I fooled with Josh.
You fooled with?
I used to.
Damn, I was hoping Rashawn's going to slip. I almost got him.
That would have been two.
We're going to get Rashawn. We're going to slip one these days.
I like Josh. I mean, he's part of one of those position debates that Atlanta fans like to have. You know, we got for a couple of years, you know, right, somebody was Horford, the center or a power forward, and then you had Josh. Is he a three or a four?
I didn't know what Josh was. I don't think Josh knew what he was. I don't think he knew. He got on the court and just played ball. Don't get me started on that dude, man. He was so careless and so carefree. I never seen anybody not give a damn.
Josh Smith thought he was the one, the two, and the three.
Yes! And the bringing ball, the ball and up. Sitting on the bench with a clipboard in his hand.
I think with my versatility,
I can starting do guard, Josh players. Smith. Starting forward, Josh Smith. Starting center, Josh Smith.
He thought he was the one.
Don't let Josh Smith get a rebound, bro.
Nobody's touching down a fast break. You're right.
He was a guy in and out,
all the way down the court, in and out.
He was a guy who could benefit going to college because he got the skill set.
He needed to, yeah. Where was he going to go to college? Did he ever commit? Indiana? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Josh. Nah, not shout out to you. Never mind, man.
Shout out to Josh Smith.
Nah, boo.
Wow.
He played for the Atlanta Celtics. Real quick, he played for the Atlanta Celtics, just so you know.
Man, why y'all playing? Why y'all booing Josh Smith? Man, Josh Smith is one of the best Hawks, most exciting Hawks we've ever had.
All right, Jeremy. Well, thank you for joining us. Jeremy, don't say that blasphemy up in here. Don't stop doing that.
I mean, he definitely was.
Josh Smith is one of my favorite Hawks players ever, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like Josh.
Top what?
Well, okay.
Your top five favorite Hawk?
He declined really quickly, but he didn't know the game of basketball.
Thank you. You hear the honesty?
He was exciting. I'd rather have him than any guy on the team to have now.
Thank you.
Jeremy, insert your CP3 slander right here.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't you dare.
Insert it right here.
Don't do that. Jeremy, don't do that. Because you know how I'll come back with it. But
insert your LSU slander and your CP3 slander right here.
Jeremy, don't do it. You just got back. You just got back.
How Josh Smith led the Houston Rockets to a 3-1 lead over CP3 in the Los Angeles Clippers.
I don't know about
Clippers.
All that, but
it,
when
it was,
Josh Smith in Atlanta was exciting, and I loved watching. I would tune in every night to see who Josh Smith was going to dunk on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I fall asleep on the game.
Yeah. Josh Smith is way more exciting than Paul Millsap.
I don't know who.
And I respect Millsap as a player, but he was born.
Damn, we do. I don't think we have anybody who can catch a body.
I don't know.
No, not Mike Scott.
Mike Scott was the last one who could catch a body. Mm-hmm. Muscala can catch. I'm playing. Plumlee, we got Plumlee now. He can catch bodies.
He got Collins.
Collins can. Collins can catch a body every now and, you know, he's only played one game.
Collins was trying to catch somebody.
He was, and he will. He will. But look, Josh Smith, y'all stop on that, Josh.
One of the many Plumlees that they're creating out of Duke.
He looks, in one game, he looked better than Sheldon Williams.
Damn, true! Facts! Yes! Shout out to Sheldon Williams.
Right quick,
go home.
What?
Go home.
Just from what I saw in the clips yesterday, he's the closest thing that the Hawks have had since Josh Smith left. Yeah. He's the closest thing to Josh Smith. His game kind of reminds me of Josh Smith. So I'm going to take a step back on what I said after the draft.
Wait.
I want to give him a chance to see what he can do in a regular season because he looked
pretty good. Yeah, John Collins is nice.
I
think he looked the best out of everybody. Everybody said Brimbury, but Brimbury had 7 turnovers.
He did. And he said this is his second year. Yeah, but John did look good last night.
I'm going to reserve my judgment on John Collins until the regular season because he looked athletic and I didn't see that out of him in college. He's long and lanky, but and long and, you know, all the attributes that people look for in draft prospects.
He looked way better than Harry Giles.
Here we go. You're going to bring that up. He's still mad. Harry Giles, did Harry Giles play it yesterday?
We don't know.
I don't think he played yesterday.
I don't know.
We'll have this conversation again in 4 years, Rashad.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Harry Giles is. You'll see. A couple years. You'll see. You'll see.
But that AAU team with Randolph Morris, Dwight Howard, and Josh Smith was the greatest AAU team of all time.
I don't know about that.
Let's see. Damn, there's some good AAU teams out there.
Because you got one with Rose and Gordon. You got ones with.
Gordon who? Eric Gordon?
Yeah.
That's not better than Josh Smith.
Brandon Jennings was on a good AAU team. Brandon Jennings who with some.
Dwight Howard.
Don't forget about Romeo and DeMar DeRozan. That's the greatest AAU team ever.
That was a good AAU team, bro. That Nickelodeon show, they never lost, bro.
Y'all know who the greatest AAU team is.
Nah.
It's LiAngelo, Lonzo, and LaMelo.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, man, okay. True.
I don't think they were...
Well, no. Well, LaMelo,
they didn't play that much together.
LaMelo and LiAngelo play on the same team, right?
They played on the same team for one year.
Oh, they all play AAU.
They play AAU together when LaMelo was like 12.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, LaMelo was like 12, so.
Yeah, they'll get washed.
It wasn't peak LaMelo. It wasn't 15-year-old LaMelo that we know and love today.
In the future, Gordon, they should have 3-on-3 with the Balls versus the Plumlees.
Yes. Yes.
The Balls.
Go ahead, Dave.
I did some research. Best AAU teams.
Go ahead.
94 New Jersey Patterson AAU team. Yeah, Kobe Bryant, Vince Carter, Tim Thomas, Rip Hamilton.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's an AAU team? That's a damn. Yeah, that might be. Keep going, though. Hold up.
And then you got number two, you got you got the Riverside Church, NYC. You got Ron Artest.
They sound trash.
Odom, Elton Brand. So,
yeah. That's a lot.
Wow. Ron Artest and Elton Brand.
Let's go with the Vince Carter and Kobe team because that team could probably beat some NBA teams in high school.
Here's the thing about AAU teams. Everybody was switching teams by like 2000. Like everybody was playing for a different AAU team every other weekend.
Right.
So it's like really it got kind of crazy out here. Like nobody was sticking to the same AAU team.
I got recruited like every time I went to like Value City or something.
By Youngblood.
Hey, coach, he said. Hey, young man, you play ball.
Hey, you want to play some basketball? They sound like crackheads when they come up to you and they want you to play for their team. They be tripping. And then you like, tall, too, so I know they want
All you got to do is pay $700.
Why does that sound like a scam? That sounds like
You got to do a car wash. We do five car washes a month.
Yes.
That's all we do. I never played AAU. All my friends did. I never played.
It was fun. I love AAU. I miss AAU. But no,
it sounded so cool. They were like,
it was fun.
We travel to play. I'm like, dang, I wish I could do that. I feel like I'll be in the NBA.
You do. You realize, like, one thing with AAU, though, is like most dudes are playing like hard for like one game out of the whole weekend. And like every other game, everybody's just like out there, it's like bull, like just whatever. You know, like just messing around. But other than that, like AAU was straight. One thing I did see, though, was that they had girls' AAU teams and like, no disrespect, you know, we talk about WNBA. But, like, nobody gave them any support. Like, y'all think WNBA gets no support? No, look at girls, like, AAU teams. Like, it is really, like, if you can catch them.
It's a mess.
It's a shame. But, yeah, but, like, we used to run into, like, the girls' AAU teams. It's like, all right, you know, they're cool, but they didn't get any support at all. But shout out to them.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. AAU teams, man. I miss mine.
It
shout out to the DC Heat. DC
they ruined the game of basketball.
DC Heat. Georgia Stars, Atlanta Georgia Celtics, Stars. Worldwide, Georgia Worldwide,
Team Elite.
Okay, there was like a
Team Impact.
There was another big one here in Georgia, man. Damn. Now I don't even know the AAU teams anymore. But anyway, they were top. Those were like the top ones then. Atlanta Celtics were like unfair though. They were like the Warriors, and that's why I hate them because they got everybody.
The greatest.
Yeah, there you go. That's when Dwight was good. Anyway, we're going to do the outro. Get you. Shout
that turd.
Get it?
Oh, man.
Here we go. We doing the outro. Hey, Jeremy, go ahead and do it, man. I know your PO or the officer is probably banging on your cell saying you got to get off the phone, but come on, man.
Turn it again.
I know you got to get off the phone. I know you got your minute. You know the officer coming around the corner in a minute. You know, so you got to get off the phone, man. But keep hold your head in there, man. But give us the outro.
Come on, Jay Murder.
Clark _ Kent _75 Jeremy Johnson. I'll see y'all boys next week, man.
All right, boy. Keep your head up in there, man. We see you.
Free Jay
Murder. All right, man.
Your boy Jeremy holding his head. He doing his thing in there, man. He holding your boy NBA is my Twitter, man. Ladies, it's summertime. Make sure you are taking multiple baths a day. Eric, go ahead.
Shots. Rashad Milligan.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Real Dope Dealers for Real. Ha
ha! David, go ahead and follow up with the George shot.
I was going to keep it simple. This is David Norwood at DNorwood90.
Hey, Akeem, do what you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Akeem Balaam, AKIEMBAILUM, Twitter, Gram, Beyond the W. Check it out. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Taylor Rooks, Sky Roslyn Gold, Stephanie Reddy, Kara Champion. All y'all.
Yeah, the Kerry Champion, all them, the Scotty man, all the way. I got a problem with Scott. I ain't going to say no air, though.
Shout out to Ashley Holder. I was in Charlotte last weekend at the Big 3 tournament. What's up?
Scotty, I got a problem with you. I'm just going to say it on air because I don't care. You need to stop tripping.
Eric Yeboah the same.
Yeah, this is me, Eric Yeboah. I don't get you. Yeboah NBA.
You know she listens.
I know she do. And she need to stop messing with that dude, that Mark Lamont Hill. I'm saying names. She is dating Mark Lamont Hill, and I know it. And
he's washed.
And that dude is I'm not. I see the pictures in the Skype and the little snaps with him. Cool, but chill out, all right? Because you see me watching, I'm watching.
He's not even that big time. Like he spoke at Georgia State.
Rashad
Milligan right here. This is not David Norwood speaking.
David, back up on this, David. All right, Scotty, I see you messing around with Mark, and I don't appreciate it. I really like it.
Usher was once at Georgia State too.
Oh, he did.
Mark Lamont Hill. This song coming soon.
This we out, man. ATL, peace.
I rock the microphone. I had to thank the Lord. I am in rare form. I had to get it on. You never feed me. I use my own seasoning. Autograph cleavage. How many girls believe you? How many girls you tried? I know a girl you lied to. She wants your ass to die. I look it dead in your eye. It ripped the season. It right out the Easter. My pop me a Regal. Put that on my visa. I need me some singles. Don't care if you single. Take your mingle.